What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mo in Florida, and you were telling us that your wife is a fine judge of character and was able to gain insight just by looking at Trump's eyes.
Yeah, I think that she's very good. And she also said Pence was a snake. And I think
yes.
She was right on the money there. You know, women go, they go by their feelings. And I think mm-hmm. that's exactly where it's at. But, you know, whatever happens, Mike, I think the bottom line is, you know, if they take the guns, when they come for the guns, which you're already doing, it's a very, very quick step before, you know, communism takes over. You know, another thing I wanted to mention, Mike, was this Sewall with this, I forget his, what's his name, Sewall? Or,
I'm not sure of the contact.
The Fang Fang?
Swalwell.
I keep calling him Sewall. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a communist. He's sleeping with a communist spy, and Biden just put him in charge. I mean, what is going on here? This is crazy. This is in your face. It's like rubbing our face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's very close, Mike. And I don't know what else to say other than, you know, lock and load. But, you know, don't be foolish.
Yep. It's going to get ugly. And it's probably, you know, nobody's going to organize an army and march on Washington, D.C. It's probably going to start with lone wolf guerrilla operations. But, they want the guns because they're afraid of us. I think what happened in Washington, D.C. last week with the sheer number of people who showed up really, I think, got through to them just how discontented the American people have become with this government.
Yeah, but I really think Trump got suckered into that. He should have said something like, if anybody, you know, breaches the walls to the Capitol or goes in there, it's Antifa. Be careful.
Yeah.
And Trump did say we're a march for peace, but yet he got suckered in. He got suckered into that whole thing, and it's used against him. I don't know, Mike. I really honestly don't know. I'm confused. I know that. I'm not saying Trump's a good guy. I'm very, very concerned about Jared and Ivanka and the whole Habash-Lubavitch thing. It's. I think we're all being played, Mike. And, you know, a lot of people...
Well, we're always being played. I mean, that's the reality of life in America. We're always being played, whether it's 9/11 or the USS Liberty or John Kennedy's assassination. We're always being played.
Well, when they take you off air... I'm going in the bunker.
Well, you know, I'm actually still surprised that I am still on the air and my YouTube channels haven't been touched. But I figure, you know, I'm such a minor annoyance, but sooner or later they'll probably get around to me.
Well, Mike, we all love you and you're a true patriot. And I don't know what else to do except, you know, just brace for the impact because when this creep Biden and Kamala... You know, they come for the guns. I think that's when I think it's like the Lexington thing, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, every patriot has to take a stand. And I'm not saying, you know, march on Washington or do something overt, which gives them the, you know, the license to crack down like they did with this last deal. But, you know, like the Chinese said, you know, we can't take over America because behind every blade of grass is a gun, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up like you, Mike. you know, with guns, and we believe it. You know, it's for hunting, but, you know, like the Constitution says, you know, it's for a tyrannical government, and that's your last chance of defense. Everybody listening to Michael's broadcast, you know, lock and load, boys. Here we go.
Okay, well, Mo, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mo.
Hi.
Hey, Mo.
Wise guy. Yeah, Mo said nothing for about 3 minutes there. I was kind of waiting. He said lock and load 3 times, but then he would back off from not wanting to sound violent. You got to make up your mind and decide what kind of demarcation point you're going to set for when you actually do lock and load, or if you actually do lock and load.
Yes.
I called about, I believe you said that Biden promised 100 million doses of vaccine in his first 100 days.
Yes.
Did anybody check with the producers to see if they can crank out 1 million vials per day? Because that's a pretty formidable number. And
I don't think Biden's going to be able to deliver on that one.
Yeah, so the numbers don't seem to wash. A million is a lot. But, you know, in the physical world, not in the financial realm, of course, that's all just hypothetical.
Yes.
Trillion here or trillion there eventually adds up to some real money.
Yes, indeed.
And we had the vaccine. Oh, you mentioned Amazon colluding with major publishers. Isn't the word collude pretty much the same as the word conspire? So isn't that a conspiracy theory, and should it not therefore be panned?
Well, the word that was in the original source article was collusion, which if you're building a class action lawsuit, I think collusion is probably a better word for the situation.
Right. Well, basically, you have people cooperating to do evil. That's like my definition of conspiracy. And what's funny is the biggest conspiracy theorists in the country are the governments themselves, the federal government and the state governments, because of conspiracy crimes. It's okay if they say conspiracy to commit this, conspiracy to commit that. They can theorize about conspiracy all day, every day. But if somebody else thinks that, you know, they might be cooperating to do evil. Ooh, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. All right, Mike, that's all I had. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And let's see, you know, it's interesting because apparently there's been some talk about how the government is declassifying the UFO files, which I figure is a sign of the desperation they are to distract people away from the election fraud. We're going to go to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mo's a great caller. I like Mo. I think his wife has something in common with George W. Bush, when George W. Bush was able to look into Putin's eyes and get a sense of his soul. So good on Mo's wife. And I actually want to put out a call for our friend in Brazil to let us know what's going on in Brazil, because we have Bolsonaro being very critical of the vaccines, yet the state governors over there are supportive of it. In fact, you have state governors buying the China vaccine, with Bolsonaro denigrating it. So I'd like to hear his views on what's going on. And then quickly, Joe from Tennessee made some good points yesterday about the cryptos. And personally, I don't know much about the cryptos. I'm more of a precious metals guy. But Joe's badly mistaken if he thinks the government's going to allow this, because already you have the whore Christian Lagarde, excuse my French, of the ECB, talking about Bitcoin and money laundering. So it ain't going to happen, Joe. And not to mention the banksters with this cashless society are going to have digital currency and negative interest rates, where you can't pull money out of the bank. You can just transfer money from one bank to another or spend it. So that's the reality that we're facing. And as far as all the other Trump lovers out there, I just want to leave you with this, Mike. He failed at the first and most important action by a chief executive: surrounding yourself with loyalists. Surrounding yourself with loyalists. This is obvious to anyone. Do you really think that an Obama or a Biden or any extremist Democrat would appoint a staff that is not unquestionably loyal to their person and agenda?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I mean, he failed.
Yeah.
How could you surround yourself with backstabbers?
Well, you know, again, Trump came from the world of business. He was not really ready for the political realities of Washington, D.C. He wanted to be magnanimous in victory and let some of the Obama people stay on in the White House. And that was one of his biggest strategic mistakes. And he should have, you know, replaced all the people in the White House, and he should have gone outside the Beltway to find those people, because the job skills required to work in the White House aren't that great. It's all based on connection and family name and so forth and so on.
Right.
And he had a chance to clean that out. That would have been the first step in draining the swamp or draining the septic tank, and he failed to do it.
But, Mike, he had a great asset in a man that's been in many administrations, Pat Buchanan. And Trump is too busy calling Pat Buchanan a Nazi. Instead, he should have, behind the scenes, invited Pat Buchanan to Trump Tower during the interregnum and said, look, Pat, you know, give me your advice. Who should I appoint? Instead, he's too busy calling Pat Buchanan a Nazi and not utilizing his experience and his brilliance as a Washington insider. So that was a big mistake on Trump's part. And last thing I want to say, Mike, Trump, like all of his predecessors, going back to, of course, LBJ was involved in the actual incident, the USS Liberty. I don't care.
Yes.
Any president who does not recognize this criminal attack by Israel is not my president, period. It's beneath the dignity of the office. It tells me that we're not an independent sovereign country. I want to see a president invite all the survivors of that ship to the White House, where they should be awarded their medals of valor, not on some naval yard in Virginia where it actually happened. So all I got to say is good riddance to, as far as Trump's concerned, good riddance to bad rubbish. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, I still would have preferred Trump over Biden, but I guess that issue has now been settled. Let's go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I have to respectfully disagree with your suggestion that Trump was too naive to realize that only in politics do people surround themselves with loyalists. Just in the broadcast industry alone, never mind all the other corporations, I've heard of stories that as soon as a company, as soon as the TV station was taken over by a new owner, everybody sent out the resumes because they knew the new owner would bring in his own general manager who would then appoint all his own people, and everybody in the newsroom was dead meat. And they might be kept on long enough, if their contract was still in force, to train their replacement. But the same happens. I've even heard of stories of the buyers having the general manager tape record something, call everybody to a meeting, and then by audio tape. This is in the old days when they used audio tape and tape players.
Yeah, I was trying to call you on
that
one.
The new owner would say, okay, all of you, empty out your desks and get out of the building. Everybody is fired, period. End of story. Not even the personal touch. So if that happened, that I've heard of numerous times in the broadcast industry, and I've read of loads of stories where every single new CEO who was appointed brought in his own staff. So if Trump worked in New York, which is, you know, the most perverse place par excellence of corruption, then surely he must have encountered treachery and betrayal on a magnificent scale. It can't be new to him unless he was so pampered and so taken care of by his Jewish money financiers that he didn't have to ever worry about anything. That's the only and also in the construction industry, which is itself notorious for gangs and union gangs and corruption, where everybody hires those who are loyal. Nepotism is rampant. So there's no way that Trump was naive. What he was doing was setting himself up to fail.
I beg to disagree, and the reason is because he did, in fact, keep a lot of the Obama people into his administration, and they were the ones who were leading the charge against him in the dark.
Yeah, he was stupid. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Common sense.
All right, I'll go with stupid instead of naive.
Yeah, that was stupid. But he certainly must have been aware. I mean, New York, of all places,
yes.
He was oblivious to the fact that treachery amongst those closest to you. Anybody who's read any kind of history knows that those who are keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Maybe that's
yes.
what he was operating on. But if so, that was still either naive or stupid, depending on which way. But certainly it was the dumbest thing, especially because it was his first term. But he also circulated in all the elite circles of both political parties, assuming they are actually different ideologies, which we know they aren't. They're just masquerades, masks they put on. He partied with them. He socialized with them. He contributed tons of money to both parties. He knew how treacherous they were. So there's no way that he was unaware of what would happen. There's no way. And his advisors, his closest friends must have told him. I mean, he had that slimy genius, Roger Stone, advising him, Paul Manafort and all those others, with tons of experience in politics and treachery. So he must have known. Why he did it is the thing that each of us has to determine with whatever context we put it in. For Israel wanting to declare any criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic. First of all, the modern Hebrew that they speak is not the old Hebrew. It's not a true Semitic language. And that's the only way that you can say that somebody is Semitic by reason of the language they come from, they speak, and the area in which they come from, where the language is predominant and the culture is predominant. And their culture was European. So, but secondly, the thing that they have now called anti-Semitism, which was really anti-Jewishness, goes back long before, centuries before, even Shakespeare wrote The Merchant of Venice, where Shylock was demanding a pound of flesh for a loan that had not been repaid by a Christian. And in today's study guides for children in school, they call the guy who did not pay back the loan to Shylock, they call him an anti-Semitic Christian. So what are we doing?
Yeah.
And not Shakespeare. Whenever people do the whole repertoire of Shakespeare, they leave out The Merchant of Venice.
Yes, Ta-da. They do.
So, yeah, because they don't want to. And the other thing is, every single thing I read on any possible topic always has to include a sentence about Jews. You know? And if you go back, it's just, they're always there. They're ubiquitous. Their presence is, they are omnipresent. And that is how there's so many of the good, humane, kind Jews are paying the price for those who control the public dialogue.
Yes, that
it's
is true.
That, yeah, I mean, there. I've got a lot of Jewish friends that I've. Oh, I mean, I grew up in Montreal, where the city was controlled by the English and the Jews. And I worked in both the McGill Hospital facilities, and all the major departments were managed. The head of the department, the chief of the department, was always a Jew, almost always. And so I worked with them. I liked them. They were great people. I socialized with them. And a lot of them were really good people. And they resented the fact that the Zionists had made the word Jew a liability for them.
I've heard that from so many people here. Anyway, Layla, we're at a commercial break here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Back with more phone calls after these few words. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Show here, and we're going to go back to the telephones now to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, Trump, I just wanted to say, I think a lot of conservatives or people on our side are making the mistake of trying to blame all of the things on the White House that happened on these Antifa. I think there might have been some infiltration. But look, I think they're making a mistake because they're playing along with the narrative of the Democrats that this was such a horrible terrorist attack, attempt to overthrow the government, all these talking points. And they shouldn't. They should just say, look, there were hundreds of thousands of peaceful protesters. You had a riot. Got out of hand. They were obviously let in the Capitol like some kind of trap. You had a girl get shot. As far as like the guy that stole the lectern, the guy that was in Nancy Pelosi's office, those aren't terrorists. You know, I would say maybe a vandalism charge max. I would call those guys terrorists. They're just stupid. And what really got me was Ted Cruz and one that calls them terrorists. He tweeted out, you know, these terrorists need to be brought to justice. So I hope it destroys Ted Cruz's career. I think Trump did. I think those people should use it as in court against Trump and say they were following the president's orders. I think Trump betrayed them. I think he, I think while this is all going on, Trump was just flying to New York and he already knew he was out of there. And I think he was scamming money off these people. You know, on a Wednesday on the 13th, he passed a H.R. 221. It was a special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. So, yeah, there you go. I mean, Trump was, in my view, he was just the swamp pretending to fight against the swamp. You could say Lenin, like I think it was Lenin, said we will lead our opposition to destruction.
Yes.
Protocols of the Utter Learners of Zion talk about giving the Goyim a hero from time to time to let them think that you're going to have some revolution or something. And I think Trump has shown that that's really what he is. I don't think he's naive. I think he's just a crook. But hopefully Ted Cruz and some of these guys, we can't betray the people at the White House. If they were stupid and did vandalism, okay, but they're not terrorists. You know, so that's my view. So hopefully it destroys Ted Cruz. I guess he was raising money, even Cortez, on the in the chamber tweeting out we need to raise more money as all that stuff was going on.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and calls them all terrorists. So anyway, hey, have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We're going to switch over to Austin in Dayton, Ohio. And Austin, I'm probably going to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, no.
Hello. Okay. I guess we're going to go to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken in New York. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Who is actually in command of the 20,000 or so National Guard in Washington, D.C.
Well, in theory, each unit is under the command of their state governor, and I understand they even have a contingent up from Puerto Rico. But I imagine there's somebody that's put, you know, basically overseeing the whole operation. But it is a lot of people on the ground in Washington, D.C., 25,000. And they don't have accommodations for them. These guys are sleeping on the floor of the Capitol building. You know, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Well, they are they not federalized in some way? Wouldn't the feds have the oversight?
They could be federalized. I mean, back, you know, during the Rodney King riots, they federalized the National Guard before they sent them in. You know, in theory, though, the National Guard are the state's armies, not the federal. But they're dealing, you know, with Posse Comitatus.
That's more than two divisions, isn't it?
Yes. It's a huge fort, and they're all going to be armed.
They could either be used to keep somebody out or keep somebody in.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, there's still all these, you know, rumors unfounded rumors circulating around that there's going to be a last-second surprise that keeps Trump in the presidency. But I really don't hold much credence with that.
What is this business? One more, if you can.
Ken, I've got to put you on hold. Ken, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. We're talking with Ken in New York. We're talking about this massive National Guard presence, building in the nation's capital, estimated 25,000 people. They're carrying guns. They apparently have been authorized to use lethal force. All of this to protect what we are told is the most popular president in American history.
Yes.
Hey, are you there? There you go.
Yes, I am. That point I was done with, I was going to ask you, what is this business about the New York bar threatening or trying to pull Rudy Giuliani's bar card? I mean, they violate the first law. They violate the first law of the sea. Sharks do not eat other sharks.
Generally, that's known among lawyers, but in this case, you know, animosity is high, and the New York State Bar Association is trying to revoke Rudy Giuliani's membership. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, he can't go on being a lawyer because he's got his law license, which is not the same thing as belonging to the Bar Association.
Oh, so it doesn't actually, I thought it actually would stop him. But it doesn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I think they were trying to maybe encourage him not to defend Trump afterwards, because he probably would be the one.
Yes.
Okay, Mike, thank you for the time.
All right, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, first and foremost, what I'm starting to notice here, dude, is a lot of people, dude, cutting ties and, you know, pretending, dude, that, you know, Trump was, dude, this terrible person and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a story about me. Before the 2016 election, I was a liberal and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, dude, I, you know, came across, dude, Alex Jones and was interested, you know, into this, you know, down near had an anxiety attack, dude, when I figured out, dude, the truth, when everything started to add up, you know, when I started to realize, dude, you know, why, you know, I was being boycotted. I had a business and I was being boycotted, you know, because, you know, I didn't, you know, hire, you know, my quota of minorities. The Democrats in 2008 were taken over by the Communist Party, and basically, you know, they pushed out all of their good members. That's how Trump, you know, had the crossover appeal with liberals. That's how, you know, when, you know, obviously I don't sound Southern living in Alabama. I was once living in Wisconsin. I moved down to where I live because I saw 50,000 patriotic Americans, dude, who believed in the same things that I believed in, didn't like, you know, the social justice, didn't like, you know, being told, dude, that I'm a bigot because I don't support gay rights because I'm straight and it doesn't bother me or anything like that. You know, I mean, I don't like, you know, I didn't like being pushed on. I didn't like, you know, affirmative action being pushed on me and things like that, because, you know, I wanted to hire the best qualified people, dude, to possibly help me, because, you know, when you're a struggling, fledgling business, dude, I mean, what do they tell you in business school? That 80% of businesses fail and whatnot. Basically, you know, I voted for Donald Trump, dude, because, dude, you know, he stood for America. I knew who Donald Trump was. You know, don't sit here and pretend, dude, like you guys didn't know who Donald Trump was and that he was naive and all that stuff. Because you have to grease the mob, you know, in order to get buildings built. You have to grease the Teamsters in order to get buildings built. You know, the ice skating rink and all that stuff, dude, that he was heralded in New York, dude, for creating, you know, was based off of that. He knew what he was doing. He wasn't naive. And to sit here and say, you know, Trump messed up, dude, by, you know, putting all of these terrible people, dude, next to us. What could he do? You know, in all reality, you know, you needed to have, you know, I mean, in order to defeat gangsters, we needed a gangster. We didn't sit here and vote for, you know, Joe Clean Conservative, because Joe Clean Conservative would not have beaten Hillary Clinton. Joe Clean Conservative would have not gotten through the primaries. You people forget, dude, you know, easily, you know, how this came to be. And all of a sudden, dude, now that, you know, Trump's apparently possibly leading us and that all of us are being threatened, dude, by liberals and all that stuff. See, the problem with Republicans, you know, and conservatives for that matter, is that they never take the liberals at their word. They always sit there and be like, you want to know what, dude, I'm not going to go and protest because I have a job. You know, I'm not going to go out, dude, and fight for, you know, the rights, dude, of my fellow man, dude, because there's always going to be somebody else there, dude, to sit here and do it for me and all that stuff. When Donald Trump, dude, brought liberals into the party, when Donald Trump brought me into the party and all that stuff, I bypassed all of you normie conservatives and went right to the hardest part of the right, dude, because I was a liberal, dude, and we knew how to protest and all that stuff. And this is the problem with Republicans, man. We're just letting this country go. We are just letting these people just walk right in. And all that stuff, man. And you can sit here and give me all this rah-rah, dude, about how you're not going to let any of this happen and all that stuff, dude. But when you back away, dude, from Donald Trump, dude, and all that stuff, at this current juncture and point, they already got your names. They already know, dude, who you voted for. So why are you sitting here trying to separate us so that we all hang individually instead of hanging together?
Good points. Good speech.
I mean, I'm tired of this crap, Mike. I'm tired of hearing, dude, about how, you know, I'm so elitist, dude, and Trump's a buffoon and all that stuff. You voted for him. You all voted for him. You know what, dude? So don't even sit here and hand me this crap. I'm tired of this resentment. And all that stuff. Yeah, you want to know what, dude? If Trump, dude, gave us 30% of the things, dude, that he offered, it's better than what we would have gotten under Hillary. It's better than what we would have gotten under Jeb Bush. And all of you should be damn thankful that we had a four-year reprieve, because we're all about to go through hell. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to sugarcoat this shit. And they're going to try to kill us.
Please watch your language on the radio. Sorry about that. Please got to watch your language.
Man, I'm not sugarcoating it. I mean, I'm sorry. And to sit here and trade barbs, dude, with all of you people, dude, when I was one of the first people, dude, being silenced, and all that stuff, the Democrats were the first people being silenced. So if you guys think, dude, that you guys are special, it happened to us, dude, in 2008. It was happening when our party got infiltrated, and now the same people, dude, that are infiltrated our party are infiltrating, you know, the Republican Party to create discernment and dissentment.
Okay.
I mean, let's put this where it lies. I mean, you know, Layla's right. You know, he wasn't naive. You got to have the swamp monsters. You got to have the ghouls, as Alex Jones says, dude, near you in Olympia to keep your enemies close. In Olympia, there was no other way he'd survive.
I'm not sure I agree with you on that one. I still think it was a strategic mistake to not completely replace the staff when Trump came on in with people from outside the Beltway.
When Obama got
elected, he fired every single U.S. attorney in the country.
How we would not have the information that we had now, dude, had he done that. We would have not had the information that we have now. We would have never known, dude, that Bill Clinton and you know, Hillary and all the crimes and all that stuff, dude, dealing with normie conservatives. Normie conservatives, dude, have been ineffectual. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, dude, because we wanted somebody to fight. We needed a gangster to fight gangsters.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave you guys with that, dude. I love all of you.
All right.
We're all going to hang together, dude, if this is going to go. I ain't letting none of you guys, dude, sit here and escape, dude, and sit here and think like, oh, man, you know, now that things are bad, now that things are at its lowest and all that stuff, man, Trump wasn't nothing. And all that stuff, dude, he gave all of you a four-year reprieve, and you all should be grateful.
Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call and for the insights there. And we're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I called you last week, and I forgot to mention that the Central Intelligence Agency really likes to go after members of Congress.
Other agents.
So that senator or congresswoman or whatever that said, well, I would have protested the vote, but because all of these radicals were here scaring me, I decided to run away. Just to mention the Trump presidency, every president has had loyalists around him. I mean, Kennedy had loyalists around him, too, and that didn't work, and Johnson had loyalists. And even he was betrayed. And it goes back to the idea that, of course, the presidency is the most powerful job there is in the republic, and everybody wants some of that power. And that's what you have to deal with. And I think Donald Trump understood that, like the last gentleman that called. Donald Trump understood that very well, I think, and there were things that he did, you know, he could have done, like the voting thing, getting that fixed. That's a big job because you're up against these governors and such. And the governors, again, because they want power, you know, they dug in, you know, and said, no, no, no. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
But now we have to figure out how to keep the republic, how to save the republic. And one of the writers I'm reading...
Very, very tall order. I mean, you know, we have all these people talking about revolution, civil war, secession, you know, balkanizing the United States.
Okay, well, my last reference is that right now I'm trying to study and read the discourses by Machiavelli. And in the discourses, mm-hmm. Machiavelli talks about how to maintain and save a republic based on his observations of the Roman Republic, you see. And
yes.
This is one thing I'm working on right now. And I'm coming up with a lot of ideas, and I can't give them all to you now, but I was able to publish a book, by the way, on the 30th of December, 2020. And in the preface of my book, I actually mentioned that the election had been stolen in the United mm-hmm. States, and I'm going to see what the publishers or what the general public think of what I wrote. Anyway, God bless the Republic.
Absolutely. Thank you very much here. And we're going to switch over to Kyle in Berlin. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello, Mike. Well, that was very good that that chap published the book, but I suppose it wasn't from a top publisher, otherwise it would be banned.
It may yet be. I mean, you know, they're really cracking down in this country. I mean, freedom of speech is just going away, and it's all being handled by the corporations to get the government off the hook for the First Amendment. That's why I say we're headed into fascism, which is when corporate interests and government interests are aligned against the people.
Well, indeed, from freedom for fascism. I called him a couple of months ago or so. Basically, what's happening now in Germany is we're having the lockdown until April or May. And what seems to be the case, Mike, is that, yeah, it's terrible. What seems to be the case is we'll do a little lockdown and bam, let's do a little. It's just absolutely terrible. Now, your other caller, Mark, I have a slight bone to pick with him because he said he was a business owner and so, and then he talked about homosexuals, and he was talking about dude all the time. Well, I'm not sure. Perhaps the dude was plural, but we'll just keep it at that.
Okay.
My opinion. The main thing is, I believe, and I've looked into this in terrible detail, if you look at the Capitol riot or the Capitol siege, it has a similarity to the Reichstag fire in the sense that...
Yes, it does.
It was all to get somebody else. It was all to get a particular group. What do you think about that, Mike?
Oh, no question. I mean, a lot of people have already drawn parallels between the protest at the Capitol and the Reichstag fire, also with 9/11.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's just such a shame because on the mainstream media, nothing of this kind of thing is happening. Nobody can see this.
No.
But in any case, in Europe, it's all going into lockdown extra again. In the UK, mm-hmm. for example, today, I mean, I'm a British citizen, for example, though I have a house in Germany. In the UK, it's came in that you can only get into the UK now with a test. Now, you
yes.
and I will both know. The test, you could have a test one day, it could be positive, the next day negative, the next day positive. Look at
yes.
Dr. Carrie Mullis. I mean, one of the companies I own was very well into the PCR testing and the
yes.
the other one, the IgM, IgG, you know, the rapid testing. And I said, look, chaps. Well, I didn't say it like that. I said it a bit more forcefully.
Okay.
I said, look, we're not going to sell these things. And, you know, my right-hand man said to me, yes, but there's big money to be made. I said, no, we're not going to sell it because it's a total, complete fraud. And that's what it is. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's the world we're living in. But I just wanted to do a couple of shout-outs. Mark in North Carolina, fantastic caller. He does go on a bit, but don't we all?
Yes.
Peter in Los Angeles, fantastic. Layla, I'm very glad she's back.
Yes, me too.
You know, she's kind of changed the terrain, but hopefully it's still her. Thank you very much, Mike.
Cheers.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we're going to go to, surprisingly, Mark in North Carolina. Mark, your ears must be burning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? I don't know if you covered this yet. I turned you on late today. I got home late. But John L. Sullivan, the guy who people suspected might have been BLM, Antifa.
Yes.
Well, guess what? He was arrested. So there you go. Now, I'm surprised that the FBI wind up doing that, because I believe this guy is probably...
Yeah, but they dropped the charges here. Mark, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. So we're going to take our last commercial break, and I'm going to come right back to you. We'll be back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Pow Hunter Friday, and we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. Mark, take it away.
Okay, I heard this earlier on Alex Jones, okay? While he was talking, of all people, to Larry Pinkney, former one of the former original heads of the Black Panther Party, who knows all about COINTELPRO, and said that he was. Now, I think I went and checked on DuckDuckGo, because that's my search engine for months now, okay? And I found out, yes, sure enough, you know, this, what Jones said is absolutely true. He was arrested. He was released originally from something else. He was involved in some something in Utah that happened, including, I think there was even a shooting there a few months ago.
Okay.
There at a BLM practice. He belongs to some organization, not called BLM, but it's really connected to BLM Antifa. So this guy, but there needs to be more of a more made of this, because this shows you that Antifa, and I believe the FBI was involved. Now, this is what I think is going to happen, though. Okay? Would not surprise me if this guy gets Epstein'd in jail, because if he probably knows who, you know, the FBI were the ones that he probably hired him in the first place. I also understand he's a certain general that was, this is Alex Jones. I haven't looked at it. I want to look this up myself. That was actually accused of smuggling nuclear parts of the nuclear switches or something like that from nuclear bombs. I don't know who he sold them to or gave them to or let them go to, but very possibly the Chinese. So this guy, this is very big, I think. And like I said, unfortunately, I expect he's probably going to get Epstein somewhere in jail. Or he may
a lot of wet work going on right now. All of a sudden, we've seen a lot of Republican legislators, shuffling off their mortal coil, as it were. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got one more phone call. I'm going to try and cram in here before the end of the show. So let's go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm keeping my streak up of being the last caller. But first of all, Michael, I'd like to know how Lady Claire is, because we haven't been hearing from her. And we're sure
she's working on a new piece of music. She's across the hallway right now. She's writing a new piece of music for the local church, and she just needed to take a break away from the politics, and I absolutely understand and agree, because it can get really, really upsetting and depressing.
All right. Well, let her know Miles is thinking about her anyway. So
I will. I certainly
anyway,
will.
Michael, thank you. And, again, I'm so tired of hearing these people, and I agree with Marco. A lot of things he said was great. These people blame Trump. Trump does more in 15 minutes than probably a lot of these people do in their lives. I mean, I talk to these people all the time. I ask, do you call your state representative? No. Do you call your congressman when all this stuff's going on? No. And then you get the results you get and everybody complains. I ask people all the time, why aren't you boycotting these stores? You can do that. You can find another store.
Yes, you definitely
can do
that.
Because it's like
Winston
Churchill said. Yeah.
Okay,
like
Miles,
Churchill
I got to let
said,
you go.
We'll not play.
The music is playing. We got to let you go. Sorry to cut you off. That's what you get for being the last caller of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a good and safe weekend. Apparently, Roger Landry is on with John tonight. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.